The situation we looked at last week, I am the living water, because each day during the daylight, they took the golden pitcher and dipped it in the pool of Siloam and poured that water over the altar. And then the last day, they poured wine and water on the altar. That was during the day. The Feast of Tabernacles was also called the Feast of Lights, because every night they would light four giant candlesticks, candelabras. There were four courts, the court of women, and the women couldn't go past that court, but then there were the court of the Gentiles. Gentile men could go into that part. But closer to the Holy of Holies was the court of Israel. That's where the Jews could get closer to God than the Gentiles. And then you had the court of the priests around the temple building. Those were the four courts. But when they lit these giant candlesticks at night, all of the courts were lit up. Now, they lit the candlesticks because of the Feast of Tabernacles. It was a symbol. They lived in the tents, they lived in the tabernacles, to remember wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. But while they wandered, they were led by the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 21. When the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. And so the Feast of Tabernacles remembered them wandering for 40 years in the wilderness, but they were led by the pillar of fire. And so every night they lit these giant candelabra, and the whole temple compound was lit up. Just as they were pouring the water on the altar, and Jesus got up and said, "I am the water, I am the living water," at night, when the whole place is lit up, symbolic of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." It's to be a sign of the Messiah. The Messiah was to be a light unto the Gentiles, Isaiah 42, 6, Isaiah 49, 6. Over and over again, he was going to be not only a light to the Jews, but to the rest of the world as well. And what Jesus was saying here was, "You've seen the illumination of the temple. Yeah, the temple's lit up, but I'm going to light up the whole world. The temple lights last one night, but I'm the light that lasts forever and ever." So look at John 8, beginning in verse 12. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but you cannot tell whence I came or whither I go. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. If I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then they said unto him, Where is thy Father? And he answered, You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Then Jesus said again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Verse 22, then said the Jews, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go, you cannot come? But he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." You have the declaration of Jesus, I am the light of the world. And if you look at verse 8, you have the source of divine light, I am. Light comes from a person. Spiritual light in our lives comes from a spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ, not being in a church. Just because a cat has kittens in a bread bowl, that doesn't make them dinner rolls. Okay? I like that. Just as a cat has kittens in the oven, that don't make them biscuits. Just because someone comes to church, that doesn't make them a Christian. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I am the light of the world. That's the source of divine light. The course of divine light, he that followeth me. We've got to follow Jesus. You know, we can talk about Jesus. We can talk about what a great guy he was. We talk about how wonderful truths he taught. But unless you're following him by a faith commitment, you're not a Christian. You have the source of the divine light, Jesus. You have the course of the divine light, he that followeth me. And you have the force of the divine light shall be the light of life. The whole world lives in darkness. A blind man said one time, I'm blind. I live in a dark world. My whole life is dark. And that is the world we live in. You know, the further away from the light you get, the darker it gets. Try that one night when your lights go out. The further away from the light, the darker it gets. The light of God is everywhere if people want to see it. Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. The earth showeth forth his workmanship. Without light, you wouldn't see anything. Some people see good, but they're not Christians. Some people do good, but they're not Christians. They have some light. I've been in Mammoth Cave, Cave City, Kentucky. You go into Mammoth Cave and they turn off the lights and you can hold your hand in front of your face and you can't see it. It is total darkness. Largest cave system in the world. The day I was there, they had discovered 240 miles of underground cave, and they discover more each year. Total darkness is the absence of light. But God's light is everywhere for those who see it. But the further you get from the light, the darker it gets. And in this world, there are blind minds as well as blind eyes. None is so blind as those who will not see. And there are some people that just don't want to see because it doesn't go along with their plans and their agenda. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he claimed he was God because God said in Psalm 27:1, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God is light. So when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, he was identifying himself as God. That's the declaration of Jesus. Number two, the description of Jesus as light. John 1, in him was light, and the light was the life of men. John 12, 35. Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest the darkness come upon you. He that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Verse 46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. Let me get over to it. 2 Corinthians 4, 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Who's going to give us the light in heaven? You know this answer. This is not a trick question. I saw no temple in heaven, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Even in eternity, Jesus is the light of the world and the light of heaven. So you have the declaration of Jesus, I am the light of the world. You have the description of Jesus, he is light. He says life is in a person, but he says that we are reflections of his light. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are little lights. And he says of his enemies in darkness, number one, they're ignorant. John 8:19, you neither know me nor know the Father. That's pretty ignorant. And he said that to the Pharisees who claimed they knew the Bible really well. You don't know me. You don't know the Father, guys. You need to open your eyes. He talked about ignorance of God's ways, Matthew 22, 29. He says to the Pharisees in Matthew 22, you err because you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. And they were ignorant of the way of God. John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Now, the direction of Jesus. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, follow me. Follow me. Doesn't say, look at me. Doesn't say, think about me. Doesn't say, have a good opinion of me. He says, follow me. There are a lot of people dabbling with Jesus and flirting with Jesus that aren't following Jesus today. It's interesting that the Presbyterian Church USA had their General Assembly 2 or 3 weeks ago. And in their opening conference in the morning, they ended the morning session by having a person pray in the name of Allah. The Presbyterian Church USA, pray in the name of Allah. And essentially they said that Jesus and the Prophet Muhammad are equal. Very interesting the way some groups slide into the toilet. Jesus said, follow me. Now, the word follow, if you look the way it's used in classical Greek, look at the Iliad, look at the Odyssey, look at the Greek tragedies, Agamemnon, Oedipus Rex, look at the way it's used in classical Greek language. When someone said, follow me, it could be a soldier following and obeying his captain. And we follow and obey Jesus because he is our leader. It was used for a slave following his master. And he was there to do anything the master asked him to do. He was at his master's beck and call. And we are the bond servants of Jesus Christ, Paul says, the slaves of Jesus. We are there to do Jesus' bidding. They also used it for someone who accepts wise advice from a counselor. And Jesus says, come and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's also used as a fourth way of being obedient to the laws of a city. You live in Rome, you obey the laws of Rome. You live in Athens, Greece, you obey the laws of Athens, Greece. We live in the kingdom of heaven, and we obey the laws of the kingdom of heaven. Follow me could also be used of a student following the line of argument and the teachings of their teacher. And Jesus is our teacher. We are didaskalos. We are disciples. But the word disciple means student. Follower to learn from a rabbi. Didaskalos. We are students of Jesus. So when he says, follow me, he is talking about all of those things. Obey me, learn from me, follow my counsel, obey the laws of heaven. That's all a part of those two words. Follow me. Micah 7:8 says, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Psalm 36:9 says, in thy light we shall see light. You want more light? Get into the light you've got. You want more teaching? Follow the teaching you already have. You want to get into God? Do the things that get you into God. Pray. Read the Bible, worship God, share your faith. Getting into God means getting deeper into the things of God. I am the light of the world. And then the duties in the light. You can do a whole study on what the Bible says about light. In 2 Chronicles, they dedicated the temple. Solomon built the temple, they dedicated it, and the light and the glory of God came down and filled the temple. You want to experience God's light? It says worship in the light. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Bible says we are to work in the light. John 9:4. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. The Bible talks about fighting, warfare in the light. Romans 13:12. Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. We do have an armor against all the wicked things in the world. We are to walk in the light. Ephesians 5:8. Walk as children of the light, and we are to witness because we shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2:15. Guys, Jesus is the light of the world, and there are a lot of people that need Jesus today. There are a lot of people that need his help, a lot of people need his guidance, but most of all, they need him to save their souls because they are lost and going to hell without Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Malcolm Muggeridge was the editor of Punch magazine in London. He became a Christian, and he became a very strong writer defending Christianity. But this is what he wrote at the end of the 20th century, which wasn't that long ago. How many of you remember the end of the 20th century? Yeah, me too, okay? Wasn't that long ago. It has long seemed clear to me, beyond any shadow of doubt, that what is still called Western civilization is in an advanced stage of decomposition, and that another dark age will soon be upon us, if indeed it is not already begun. Our world is getting darker and darker. Our governments are getting more and more corrupt. Our leaders seem not to have any values. There doesn't seem to be any virtue. People laugh at honesty. They laugh at loyalty. They make fun of fidelity. Wow. They make fun of people who have been married and are faithful in their marriage, because that's not what people do today. We live in a world of darkness, and yet Jesus says, John 12:36, while you have light, you need to believe in the light. While you have light, you need to come to the light. And so that's what Jesus said that day. You get two I ams out of the Feast of Tabernacles at the temple. The living water, as they poured the water over the altar during the daytime, but as they lit up the temple at night with the great lights, Jesus gives them the message that he is the light of the world. And if you don't have him lighting up your life today, you need to. How do you come to Jesus? Well, you admit you're a sinner. You admit that you can't save yourself, and you ask God to save you. You ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and forgive your sins and save your soul. And if you do that and really mean it, he will. And we have